Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman, delving around in the archives of the world's leading and only audio newspaper for a visual world. Now, we love a presidential race at the Bugle, and in April 2012, Rick Santorum was making the fight for the White House even more, can we say, entertaining than usual? Here I am with John Oliver.
Top story this week, presidential race update. Andy, Rick Santorum is pro-life in all circumstances, but in a surprise move, he performed a mercy killing on his own presidential campaign this week, as he presumably just couldn't bear to see it suffer anymore. He announced his run for office last year, saying that God had told him to do it. Well, it appears that God has now told him to step aside, saying, "Yeah, I'm sorry about that whole you should run for office thing, Rick. We just thought it would be hilarious up here." That time that we had Herman Cain and you leading in the polls was just so funny to see the look on your faces. Anyway, sorry for f***ing with you, but if it's any consolation, you were absolutely hysterical. Look, I'd better go. We just need to mess with Gingrich a little bit more before that's all over. I'm sure I'll speak to you later. Toodles!
Indeed, the Agatha Christie-style page-turning who's-gonna-do-it Republican nomination race thriller entitled And Then There Was One, brackets, well, technically there are still three, but realistically there is only one, now has an answer. Mitt Romney is going to do it. It's not the most thrilling thriller. The plot has been fairly predictable. Some of the main characters have been massively overwritten. And there has been some frankly ludicrously unrealistic dialogue. No one actually talks like that or talks about those things, surely. Not surely. And Donald Trump was written out far too early to make it really entertaining, John. But Gingrich and Ron Paul are still hanging in there. like the last two residents in a condemned nursing home. So this is indeed now like a whodunit crime novel in which the guilty suspect is clear 150 pages from the end, but in which another character keeps claiming outlandishly that he did it, despite having a cast-iron alibi proving beyond doubt that he didn't, and another clearly innocent suspect gets mentioned once every 80 pages or so, each time drawing the reaction from the reader, "Who was he again? I've forgotten he was in this book."
Santorum had so many wonderful moments, Andy. Let's try and focus on the dishes that he brought to the crazy table. Who can forget when he argued against the science of climate change by saying there is no global warming and then saying the dangers of carbon dioxide, tell that to a plant. Point made, Andy. Point made. Not a good point made, but a point made nevertheless. Yep. Maybe he meant that you should just talk to a plant about the dangers of carbon dioxide, just like you should talk to teenagers about the dangers of drugs. That would actually make a lot more sense than what I think he was trying to say. Another of his greatest campaign hits, and you may want to wave your lighters in the air during this one, was this, I quote, "You are black by the colour of your skin. You are not homosexual, necessarily, by the colour of your skin." Undeniably true, Andy. Undeniably true. I'm not sure that that needed to be said or necessarily should have been said, but that is a fact from Big Ricky Sands.
Yeah. No one's going to argue with that, John. Not necessarily.
Right. So it seems that America has looked a gift horse in the mouth with Rick Santorum and turned him away, probably because they weren't sure if he was actually a gift horse or one of the four horses of the apocalypse. Mitt Romney, as you say, looks like he's all but tied up the Republican nomination and that Republicans are going to have to do what women sometimes tell themselves they have to do and just settle. Just settle. Sure, he may not be perfect. He may not be who you dreamed of ending up with. He's not Mr. Right. But look, it's time to just suck it up and settle down. You could do a lot worse, right? Maybe. Sure. Besides, as long as your skin doesn't crawl when you see him, you're doing the right thing. Hold on, what's that crawling feeling? Oh, boy. And as you say, the only candidates left now are Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich. And Newt Gingrich is still in the race, either because he feels he can get as far as a brokered convention, or, as is much more likely, because he needs money, because his campaign is in a f*** of a lot of debt. The Gingrich campaign recently bounced a $500 check for the filing fee for the June the 26th Utah primary. That's a bad sign, Andy. That's very bad. And apparently his campaign is around $4.5 million in debt. Having said that, could Gingrich not argue that what is more American than being in a massive amount of debt? Does that not make him more quintessentially American than any of the other candidates? Especially Romney, Andy. What better reflects a country that is $15 trillion in the hole? Mitt Romney or a man who's bouncing checks all over the place? That should be Gingrich's campaign slogan in Utah. Newt Gingrich 2012. Please don't cash this until next week.
From Gingrich's perspective, he now has an ice horse's chance in the bowels of hell Grand National of winning. But you can see it from his point of view, John. Staying in the race, well, A, it's a good way to meet potential new wives in case he decides he's due another free upgrade.
That's a good point.
And B, when you're his age, it's good to have a hobby, John. Something that gets you out of the house. And speculatively running for president and wasting money you don't have on something you can't possibly achieve is just as good as line dancing, or crown green bowls, or stamp collecting, or trying to get your parrot to breed with your goldfish so you can scare the living shit out of your grandchildren at Christmas, or that other staple of old age time passing, shouting at traffic. And in fact, campaigning for the Republican nomination is essentially indiscernible from shouting at traffic, other than the fact that it is more expensive and generally slightly less coherent.
For Romney's part, after a long, hard primary campaign in which he was forced to pander to the right-wing base of his party, he must now find a way to desperately crawl back to the middle ground and hope that no one remembers the things that he's been saying over the last 6 months. The early battleground between Romney and the president seems to be waging over the female vote. There's been a tornado in a teacup over the last couple of days here after comments made by Democratic strategist Hillary Rosen about Mitt Romney's wife. She claimed that Ann Romney had never worked a day in her life. Now, Ann Romney did raise five children, and indirectly claiming that motherhood is not work, even if you are married to a multimillionaire, is not an incredibly clever thing to say, Andy. It's somewhere between not clever and electoral cyanide. The White House immediately tried to distance itself from the comments, and Hillary Rosen herself quickly backtracked like Michael Jackson on a moving walkway, saying, "As a mom, I know that raising children is the hardest job there is. As a pundit, I know my words on CNN last night were poorly chosen. I apologise to Ann Romney and anyone else who was offended. At this point, conservatives occupied the moral high ground, which is their happiest spot, Andy, for an ostentatious picnic. Unfortunately, even they found it hard to stay up there for long after the RNC themselves had to quickly distance itself from the Catholic League, a conservative group, who attacked Hillary Rosen's comments by saying that lesbian Hillary Rosen had to adopt her kids while Ann Romney raised five of her own. Well, congratulations to both sides. You both managed to make yourselves look like arseholes.
Also, having the moral high ground in American politics, I guess, is like climbing the tallest mountain in Holland. You're still essentially pretty much below sea level. But Romney does now have a clear run-in to tackle the reigning US presidential election champion, Barack Obama, or as many Republicans still think of him, Mohammed Kiptanui. But the major concern for Romney, the Massachusetts Machiavelli himself, and for his supporters, must be that their man, having power spewed so much vitriol in overcoming Santorum, might actually have vitrioled himself out by the time he even tries to chunder more vitriol all over President Obama, who, of course, has his own lavish vitriol-spewing machine at the ready for the battles ahead. So the results of the election, John, could depend on how successful Romney is in his latest vitriol-raising drive. Because with an opinion poll deficit to overcome, the rules of modern democracy state that in order to fully dissolve Obama in his vitriolic acid, he will have to blast his vitriol at 330% of the pressure, 275% of the viscosity, twice the biliousness, and 400% of the splatter range that he's been blasting it at his own party. So it's a tough task for Romney, John. Tough task. It does raise the somewhat disturbing question for all democracies, though. Has top-level democracy now become the preserve only of those who have access to massive reserves of vitriol? What chance now for candidates who just want to debate the issues but are power-hosed into oblivion by candidates with seemingly inexhaustible supplies of their own personal and big corporate vitriol resources? Isn't democracy fun? We fought world wars for it. People have laid down their lives and freedoms for it. It has been held up as a beacon of hope for the oppressed and the disenfranchised. All with the distant expectation that one day a multi-millionaire vulture capitalist would have the right, the freedom and the inclination to spend millions and millions of dollars on advertisements savagely lampooning someone who essentially thinks exactly the same as him. George Washington must be spinning in his grave, John, and spinning so fast that he will probably soon power drill his way out of it and find himself zooming around over America in a low orbit shouting, "No, you f***ing numbskulls, it wasn't supposed to be like this. Grrr, grrr. Grrr, rah, rah, Georgie cross lion, rah, Georgie want zebra, rah." Sorry, I'm getting off point. The point is, grrr.
Is this what you did at the zoo in the weekend?
Sorry, yeah, I've been to the zoo, yeah.
Oh, Andy, you've been personifying animals for too long this week.
Well, it's good that I've moved on from making my chicken noises whenever my wife suggests you might want another baby.
Do hear more of our shows and buy the Dancy Lagarde book or donate to help keep these shows free, flourishing and independent at thebuglepodcast.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.